You are listening to Purpose Over Perfection, hosted by me, Adrienne Reilly. I am here to encourage you, to enlighten you, uplift you, support you, love you through everything. I am a blogger on adriennereilly.com. I talk about everything food, faith, motherhood, and working from home as a mom. I am so excited to dive into season 2. Okay, hi, we are back for another episode. I want to talk about 5 things you have to know about freelance writing. If you go to adriennereilly.com/WAHM/freelance writing, it'll all be there. WHAM stands for work at home mom, by the way. So this is 5 things you have to know about freelance writing. So I've talked about this on my stories all the time on Instagram, adriennereilly. As a little girl, I dreamed about being a writer for so long, and I was always so discouraged by others who told me I would never make a career out of it ever. And I grew up for looking more realistic jobs, you know, social work, anything with education, healthcare. I kind of looked at everything, and I know I loved serving people, and I loved to dream big, and that dream of writing always stuck with me. And after I had Zendaya, I kind of realized that I needed to start to add a stream of income. And seriously, I had tried everything. I had tried Beachbody, which I didn't quite love. I tried photography. I absolutely loved, but it was very hard to establish childcare. It's always been hard for me to establish childcare. I did babysitting for others in my own home, but I truly don't have a big place. And once we decide to move into more of our forever home or just a more long-term home that has enough space, I will probably most likely have more kiddos come over because I love having an open, safe place for children to come. And then I stumbled upon freelance writing. So my very first article was 2 cents per word in US, which is a little bit more for Canadians. And it worked out to be $70 for the article. And I was almost in tears that someone loved my writing enough to pay me. And it took over about an hour to have a perfect piece for them just because I was so paranoid about it. But if you break it down, you can figure out how many words, but I'm a fast typer when it's things I love, and $70, like, that was amazing. So I just kind of got the ropes going. And this was back in January of the beginning of 2019 that I learned this. And so I've kind of came a long way. So the pay doesn't always seem substantial, but it definitely builds up over time. I used to kind of think like, oh, dang, it's $70. That's like not worth the time. Or like, dang, it's $15. Not worth the time. But then you think like if there's 10 articles at $70 each for 8 to 12 hours of work, that's $700 for 8 to 12 hours of work. Like that's pretty unheard of. And so I truly had to work on shifting my mindset. So if you've ever read the book, The Compound Effect, first of all, go buy it. Second of all, you will know that those little teeny tiny baby steps definitely build up over time. I really had to focus on creating new habits and new accomplishments and getting those results by taking those little baby steps. So I personally recommend staying away from like Freelancer, Upwork, and Fiverr only because they have a big pay deduction from all the site fees. They have a ton of spammy job offers, and usually you have to pay to get legit high paying clients. And if you create a connection off the platform, you're no longer protected by those site policies for getting paid. And let's be real. Everyone is price shopping on those sites, and it's never about the value of you or your work. It's just about how cheap they can pay. And it is a lack of respect for the freelancer, in my opinion, because clients who want to work with you and value you don't look on those sites. There's a girl that I had given the credit for in my blog post. She had said to clients, Upwork is like a dollar store of shopping for the freelance writers. This does not reciprocate value in you in any way. So the website I 100% recommend is hiremymom.com. It's the only website I recommend. This isn't sponsored by them, though it probably should be because I've told millions of people about this. And another thing, believe it or not, Facebook and social media groups are the best place to look if you network right. And no, I did not say send a hey girl message and immediately spam people with your offer. No. This means commenting and helping other entrepreneurs however you can, building friendships with others, participating in the following, commenting, link sharing threads, posting casually in groups, like just either what you need help with or maybe you got an accomplishment. And I do not believe in making connections or building connections for money, like ever. People are not your paycheck. I look at this as like kind of putting karma into the world and surrounding yourself with those kind of people that you can resonate with. So if you go to that blog post, adrianreilly.com/WAHM/freelance writing, you'll find that I have linked some groups. If you search on Facebook, Virtual Assistant Savvies, and then go to another one, Virtual Assistant Jobs. And then if you look up any like girl boss podcast, like the Gold Digger podcast, there's always groups for those women. And the two virtual assistant groups that I had mentioned, they have job posts for virtual assistants, social media managers, and writing all the time. And so always look in those groups to build connections. They could really get you somewhere. And plus, like I had said, surrounding yourself with people with a like-minded mind kind of helped this process go easier, because you can't just like text up your girlfriend and be like, oh my gosh, guess what I'm doing? Well, of course they'll express interest, but they might not know how to like talk back in a way that is exciting or beneficial. So go there. When you start out with doing all this kind of stuff, whether it's freelance writing or like virtual assistant, but let's just talk about writing because that's what this is about. Over-deliver all the time, especially if you want them to be a long-term client. You build a good connection, a good solid connection with that business owner, and they usually refer you to lots of people. If someone knows the value of investing in you and seeing like see some sort of ROI, like return of or return on their investment, they will likely purchase your service again or refer you to someone who will. And good referrals and relationships are all around wonderful things, and kind of get your foot in the door and surround yourself with this possible business idea in your future. And this often leads to a pay raise or a bonus. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, aka don't put all of your faith into one person. But I have had all of this. I've had those pay raises and bonuses often. But like I said, don't put all of your eggs in one basket thinking that's what you're going to get. And I recommend 100% writing for niches that genuinely love. If you hate, let's just say you hate coffee for whatever reason, do not write for a coffee blog. If you are not a mother, I'm not saying you can't write for a motherhood blog, but it may be hard to kind of connect with other mothers. If you're really bad at money, don't write for a budgeting blog. And if you don't like food and you don't like cooking, maybe it's not best to write for a culinary blog or website. So these are three things you need to think about. One, what are your passions or niches that you genuinely love? Examples, motherhood, art, DIY, cooking, budgeting, education. Think about those things. Write that down. Second thing, what types of business could benefit from your service? So example, if maybe you're let's say you're a budgeting expert, and you notice that there are, let's just say that there is a budgeting agency, and maybe instead of doing writing for a blog, you could suggest that you could write content for their Facebook page, or create some like their email marketing systems. Like you could think about anything that has to do with writing. This could be content creation. You could take that too. So what kind of businesses could benefit from your service? And you really need to think about that. For me, it was small business owners who were in their 20s. That was something that really resonated with me. I'm in my 20s. I love everything about having a small business. I love writing. I don't know. I just connected on a deep level and was able to understand them. And that's where I focused. It was funny because I talked to women who don't have children, and I connected with them better because I was able to kind of push them more because I knew what wasn't in their way. Not like, please let me correct myself. I'm not saying children get in your way, but children are a really big responsibility and they need to come first. And if you don't have children, you kind of have a little bit of a leg up. You don't have as many excuses. If you have a deadline, let's say it's Monday and you have a deadline for Monday, you don't have another job, this is your job. You could stay up until 5 a.m. on Monday and get it done and then sleep all day Monday. With children, you could not do that. So anyways, think about the type of businesses that could benefit from your service. And since we're talking about writing, maybe think about more of like the content creation or what blogs could benefit from your writing. And the third thing is think about this. You have to write for an article for a company. They give you a choice to write about something you are incredibly passionate about and knowledgeable about, or to write about something you have no idea about. Chances are you're going to write about the thing you love, and it will take you half the time, twice the amount of fun, and you'll feel like you have so much success and are useful with your time So that third part is about getting you to think about that choice. If you had the choice to work for a company that you were passionate about and had knowledge about versus a company you have no idea about, the one that you have no idea about, you're going to spend so much time researching that you're not getting paid for. And so I think it's really important to kind of just think about that and really just seek out those jobs that you will have more passion in. That being said, I'm not 100% passionate about budgeting, but my first client was a budgeting blog. That being said, I do have parts on my blog about how I afford to be a stay-at-home mom. If you go adrianreilly.com/SAHM, stay-at-home mom, like that's what SAHM stands for, you will find like a series that I have on how I afforded it. Not saying I don't love it. I wouldn't write about it on my blog 24/7. But that was just an example. And it did take me a short amount of time because I budget. And so sometimes when you're starting out, maybe you're so passionate about dogs and you don't find a dog blog, but you like flowers. So you found a flower blog that you wrote for. That's just an example. Like it's not something you, when you're starting out, sometimes it's not the exact 100% thing that you're working for, but it's something in that general thing that you love. I hope that makes sense. I feel like I rambled a little bit, but I was just trying to like encourage you to work in a place that you love and something you're passionate about, but not be so picky that you don't have any jobs. I hope that makes sense. So I have that blog post all written up, but I did want to kind of just chat, like freelancing can be a lot of fun and it can be something to supplement income. I know a lot of people who do use it as like their full-time career. I used it as something that was like more of the money on the side, and I did it when I had time and I did not put all my eggs in one basket about freelance writing. Freelance writing was like my extra, just like I had said. So anyways, I hope you have an amazing day. Please take a screenshot, share this on your Instagram stories, tag me at adrian.reilly, because I love seeing other people see these. And plus, if you ever take a screenshot, put it on your stories and tag me, I put you into a draw to win a Starbucks coffee. So don't forget to do that. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.